34457 OpenVoIP. OpenVoIP on 1088 is streaming live.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system. One other party is in this conference.
To join the conversation, please dial 929-1269. That's 929-1269.
Rooster at Otaku has left for roof.
Trees, robot invites Dirty Rick and RIE to play the trees.
Less than Dirty Rick and RIE joins the Any Trees robot greater than.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Dirty Rick and R.I.E. return from playing the Antifreeze Robot.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are 3 other parties in this conference.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Christy O'Twisty. Who's speaking?
Who do you think this is?
I think it's Jasmaz.
No, incorrect. Sorry. It starts with a J, though.
Oh, JWH.
No, unfortunately, also incorrect. One guess remaining. One guess.
Oh, and then I'll have to hang up.
John.
No, it's John M. How are you?
Oh, hello, John M.
Anna?
Well, I'm well enough to telephone. How are you doing?
Just trying to survive. I'm at work, but I'm on my last break. So, you know, I dialed in just to see if anybody would be here. It's great to hear you.
It's great to hear you, too. It's better than dead air. I am not at work. I've been feeling kind of low grade today. Nothing disease, nothing infectious, not that it matters by telephone, just more like I'm not really sure if what I took last night was, you know, ideal. And I'm looking through my... my pension and savings benefits from my late husband, and I see now that it's got to be handed in 2 weeks. So I'm trying to let my brain germinate about and cogitate about how, you know, do I want a lump sum? Do I want it? How much of it do I want rolled over into a retirement plan? Can I make an appointment with the U.S. Embassy over in the city closest to me with my husband's computer, because I don't feel like having the U.S. Embassy leave a cookie on my computer. You know, that's tedium. Minutia. Sorry. I mean, I don't want to waste your break. You tell me what's happening.
No. I don't mind talking and listening, don't worry. I'm just chilling before I go home. And what embassy? Are you in a different country?
Yes, I am. I am in Canada.
Oh, cool.
And we are still not allowed to cross the border.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was still going on. I had seen some... demonstrations and whatnot on the news every now and then, but you know how the news goes. You never get the whole truth.
That's true. You never get the whole truth. You get what corporations and government entities will allow to be released.
Right. And I don't trust the government, so.
No, I don't really trust, well, I have 2 governments to not trust.
Ask about the BC Alberta border.
Oh, that's true. Were you just in Canada when all this happened, or do you live up there?
Oh, I live up there. What do you mean when all this happened?
I didn't know if you got stuck in Canada when they did the lockdown and you were traveling, or if you actually live there.
Oh, that would be hilarious. No,
yeah.
And the song, this is very sad and very, so I'm going to make it as short as possible. I got, I guess, fed up, or I had a very pessimistic outlook on the country in which I was a resident alien. I got fed up with the U.S. government, and I rage quit. And my family followed me up here, and one of them brought a terminal disease with him, and he died pretty much a year later.
Say it louder.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So that's it. That's a quick and dirty thing. And I have not been a good and attentive widow because of this pandemic thing mostly, but mostly because I've been feeling so sorry for myself that I thought it would be really hilarious. Well, I thought it would be beneficial, mutually beneficial to go out, not in a dating sense. I mean, like, leave the domicile. during the day and hang out with a friend doing a wholesome outdoor activity. And he got addicted to it. And I was like, when I say mutually beneficial, I mean that he was under doctor's advice or doctor's orders to go out and get exercise for his mental health. And of course, my mental health wasn't the greatest. Being recently widowed and being stuck here. So
it was mutually beneficial exercise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And like I say, he got addicted to it. So we had been doing a lot, and he's a bachelor and I have a family, and I have been very lucky, very fortunate to enjoy the well wishes and friendship and camaraderie and support, not only of SDF, but the Mastodon, SDF's Mastodon community, SDF's Gopher community, and friends worldwide. And what can I say? I just milked it as long as I could. And then I thought, well, geez, I better apply for Tobin's retirement benefits. But this seems to be indefinite. Like, when this started, when things started shutting down around March, mid-March, did you have the idea that anyone tell you that, well, this would be a two-week lockdown, that everything would be fine later on if we just locked down for 2 weeks? Did you hear that?
I think we are in week 78 of 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So
yes. I believe this.
I think it is week 78 of 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So I think
it's either 78 or 79.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I kept waiting for things to get better, and things aren't getting better.
That could take a long time, unfortunately.
Yeah, and the thing is, nothing I do seems to be enough. You know, at first it was, don't wear a mask because the healthcare workers need the mask more than you do. And then,
I remember that.
Yeah,
actually,
and then
I'm
it was.
That.
Yeah, do you also remember that? You know, you only have to wear a mask if your social distancing cannot be maintained.
I remember.
Like, if you cannot
won't work, you don't need them. And then a few months later, you have to have it. So I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of mixed messaging in the last year and a half. It's been kind of scary.
Yes, yes. And then it was, there's a vaccine. You can take the vaccine. And I thought, great, I'll take the vaccine. And I took the vaccine. It was like, okay, well, you need to take the second one. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Then now it's, well, you still need to wear a mask. And I'm thinking, why?
Yeah, I was promised by two separate administrations, once you get the vaccine, you can go back to normal life. So I went and got both of the shots 3 weeks apart. And now I have to wear a mask to protect the people that won't go get a shot. I was promised something entirely different.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you got yours 3 weeks between. At first, the early people, they had to wait maybe 6 weeks or 2 months. I waited, and there's also, there is a grand unified narrative, I suppose, that if you don't wear a mask, if you choose not to wear a mask, it can't possibly that you'd be socially distancing and trying to do things without going into public houses. You must be places. You have to be out there protesting and breathing on people. And that's not the case. I know this thing is real. I am not comfortable wearing one. And I will socially distance. I will do curbside shopping. I will do all that stuff. But between the vaccinations, we had to wait at first maybe 6 weeks to 2 months. And then I waited and waited and waited because I wanted to know how I could get vaccinated without having to wear a mask. And no one was telling me that information. So I just went anyway. I didn't wear one. And I got vaccinated because people understand that being vaccinated means more than means a lot more. And I got vaccinated again a month later instead of the 2 months because I had waited so long. I'm rambling. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I had COVID, so I know it's real. It sucked. And
yeah, I bet.
What was left over from it sat in my system and bogged me down for 6 months until I got my first vaccine shot. Yeah, in March, and then my second in April. And after the side effects from the vaccine went away, which were basically just COVID symptoms at about 30-40% strength, I haven't had one problem since, and I haven't had any problems from the vaccine, and all the COVID symptoms that were in my system are gone and have not come back. So for me,
okay,
I would say it was the absolute correct decision, and it did nothing but benefit. And I don't judge other people that do or don't want it. However, I'm ready to get back to normal life. In fact, here in North Carolina, I don't have to wear a mask anywhere except at my work because I work in Mecklenburg County. So they have a mask mandate and only at my job. I don't have to wear it anywhere else at home or when I go and do things. So I have majority of pre-COVID freedoms unless I'm at work. So
okay. Well, we have vaccine QR passports. I have one because I've been, anyone who actually gets vaccinated first or second dose can get one. But, you know, because of the mask mandate, it's not like I'm going to be, I can use it, right?
Are you divergent?
How do you mean divergent?
Have you not seen the movies? I'm sorry. There's a set of movies called Divergent where
I thought you were like asking me if I was neurodivergent.
No, sorry. Have you seen those Divergent movies?
I haven't seen it.
So short version, they do a test on you and they tell you what class you're supposed to be: scientist, leadership, worker, and there's like five or six.
Sounds like my second grade in Quebec.
And some people don't fit into any class, so they're called divergent, and they're usually killed because they want everyone to fit into a class. So if somebody won't conform to either a mask mandate or a vaccine or in general, the common terminology that I've heard, at least here on the East Coast, is divergent, and it's usually based in that context from the movie. It's kind of like, are you rebelling? Or are you not following the general order? Are you divergent?
Well, yeah, I guess, but I'm going to tell you why. It's because the only times I've had to wear a mask, it was actually no good was done. Like, there was one time, I think my mom was 5 weeks away from dying, and she thought she was going to be dying right there, so she asked us all to come up, and under nurse's orders, no, she wasn't going to be dying right there. It's a few months beforehand, and we had to wear masks, and it was kind of spooky and distressing, especially because my parent wasn't going to be alive for much longer, and I really didn't see the point of wearing one if she wasn't going to be alive for much longer. And when my husband was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and we had gone to an oncologist for a consultation in April 2020, we had to wear a mask, and I felt just really horribly uncomfortable. And you know, all the chemo did was extend his life a few months instead of, you know, without it, he would have lived a few weeks. And I'm just thinking, well, I look and I see, and my idea, and nobody has corrected me on this. No one has rebutted or refuted me on this. My idea is like, there must be many, many people who think that all they have to do is wear a mask. It doesn't, you know, it can be a piece of fabric strapped over you know, covering their nose and mouth. It doesn't have to be terribly tight. It can be porous. It can be dirty. It can be non-medical. And that's all they need. They can walk the wrong way in the supermarket. They can get close up to you. It doesn't matter. They don't have to take care of their immune system. I take care of my immune system. I have a supplementation stack that Dr. Rhonda Patrick takes. What I take is the minimum of what she takes, and what I take is the minimum of what Dr. Robert H. Lustig takes. And so, you know, these are medical professionals. And I wash my hands. I sanitize my hands when I go out. I wash and sanitize my hands when I come back in. I know it's real. I knew it was real before you told me of your COVID-19 history. I have an ER nurse friend who got it, and she's got now sort of damage around. She has pericardial damage, I think. And it, breathing for her can be labored, so she doesn't do anything really high intensity as far as exercise as a result of that. And I've been pushing vitamin D3 on my friends. And I said, look, you don't even have to take my word for it. I'd rather you didn't take my word for it. I want you to go to PubMed or do some online research and see the ever-growing stack of citations connecting vitamin D3 sufficiency with protection against upper respiratory tract damage. So, but in the way I don't, yeah, because I don't like to put anything on my on my nose and mouth. Yeah, I guess I'm divergent.
I see. Well, I would love to stay and chat more, but my break is just about up. I got to head back. But
okay.
I hope you have a wonderful night. I'm sorry to hear about your loss. I did not know about that. But you have a great night, okay?
Okay.
And
you too, John.
The people from, they'll hate me if I don't mention it. Guofu was asking if you can tell them about the BC-Alberta border.
Oh.
So they're listening, and they want to hear about that, but I got to go. Keep talking.
Is that in Calm? Okay. I'll go on Calm, or I'll just go on Mastodon or whatever. I know Guofu. I will talk to them. You go on your break. You go off your break. You go back to work.
Yes, I will indeed. Have a good
night,
okay?
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Ciao.
Bye.
Guofu, got ya. Ciao.
Strat at Iceland has left an radio. Chris Tiat Westy at Otaku has joined an radio.
Oh.
Christy Otvisti, greetings.
open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Ist dies wäre Italk Abute BC Uploader Org ist Tat El Sefere? Okay, go my answer, thanks.
Well, I threw that out as a wisecrack about the USCA border crap. Oh, the TTS is back. My gut feeling is that Washington State probably has more to worry about people coming from Idaho than those coming from BC.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
NAB is like Canada's Idaho, right?
Yeah. Der BC ab Northern Border Region ist in Covid-Crisis.
Maxim at SDF has joined an radio from roof.
Hails. Maxime va besintire. Maxime. Hay menos de tres.
Hey, cut. Hey, Maxim.
My kid just go vaccinated, so has 2 weeks before can perhaps confidently cross into Point Roberts and Köln back without getting quarantined for 2 weeks because he spent 10 minutes in a post office where he was the only customer.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Hi, Kvothu. Χαίρετε την συμμεθέκοντ.
Bob Jonkmanatri has joined on radio.
Hey, Bob Siegman.
My health region has halved the province's COVID cases. The heart are nicer than it yesterday and today. I can only account for my tiny corner. How are things in distinct society la belle province recognized nation?
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bob Jonkman.
Everybody likes BJ. Oh, wait. One of these days I'm going to have to check out this open VoIP stuff.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Maybe you will. It took me a year before you dove in. Let's encrypt clear mail clear mem clear tix cmd compta li con diario disk disk 2 mrtg stats 2 random update 2 years clusters spot em stat 2 mrtg fismx fisperms hego vigen renge tip het logins het cosa que getuit 2 per grad nebo chogre list 2 mrtg restat last dogs tux me midle idle 1 idle 2 imat counting gobernicus y nv y oyo web y cuello javier logic tronqui git quillos kill tiki yo serk neular y el algebrite last out last clask flast con last trailed last or last pop last pop report last tref last senders last stat list by list mk list sip ya lo cac lo que valo kim lo net lo que te lo scan mail traffic mail 2 mrtg mail count mail MailGrap RR de MailGrap Virus RR de MaxUsers Buff 2 MRTG MDG Clean Members MetaLockCube MetaGrow Metam Minion Mirror Nepos MKRPAMK CERT MKDB Student MKBAMK RIALUK MKFINGER MKLIS MKMETAMK MOD MKRC MKTRANCEL MKTOYAK MKDOMK MAIL MKVOIP MKVPN MKVPS MKWEB MODQUOTA MOD TRON MOD BATCHDOG MOD SPAMFIX MAKT MKLEAR MAIL MBLOG MWW NETWS NETSTAT 2 MRTG NEW TRON EWIST NEUREF MFSIOSTAT NICEP MKWEB NO OPAUT ACCOUNT SAPACHEK LOBAKUPO KIYO SERO ULDAF DEIT GOPER MAPOL NEUDOM GWEBO MOD TRON OMBLOG ORDER REMINDEROS ISO TRAFIFICO TRON OVER NOTICEOS PINPANIC PHP TRON PROCOUNT PSTAT SPIN 2 MRTG PROAD PLEGES POP COMPORTS PROC MAIL USAGE PROCMON PROCSTAT PROXIS STAT UPDATE STAT LOG PURGE PURGE WEBREX PURGE COM PURGE Rad stat raduat rafrex spammers rewild archives reds regis remove mod spam rein repeats report repost restart miskel restart nfs restart web restart tip rival relaster mac tuna rimar rmdb student rem barren forum ren haber meta remote rmrc rmrogun cuberm status rum tuya can boy protate wtmps rock wind tron rsm ran cron ran discluster rank cogibra pran receive server ran mail gra pran acu ran md geran milter grelis ran mrtg gran port bonce ran radius gran redis rank tete update run cross anecota sanitizer sdf una org private sdf una org txt fatlet sendal send email tron send send septime Message it list sub simplify sip trans count out count sock sort spam bucket spam kill notice spam kill origin spammers spam rep speeders start misc list stop spammers stop post iris su exit count suspects sint mail sint quesis esis 1 esis 2 mrtg tail raftalik quote h stats the apop tron del bar tel net tron tescal des vpn test siltor list total traffic tron tron asterisk tron mot tron rep wind tron ssh tron bos ttch kttrss pix tron exact count tron ex analog tron ex http dx b tron ex list los html tron ex phn srv fix tron ex phn srv VX Betonex Resolve Fix Tonex Resolve X Betonex Assista TX Betonex Update Tweak Unlock Unlock Bot Client Update 3B2 Update 5 Update 9 Fans Update Access List Update Aliases Update Analog Update Analog Mod Update Analog Update Guard Update Quenten Update Chatter Shortcut Update Classroom Update Com Update Print Apps Update Okuwiki Update Siforum Update Siforum Sites Update Haverd Update Fak Update Freir Update Pusers Update Gallery Update Gallery Shortcut Update Gemini Update Gopel Map Update Relist Update Runland Update Iceland Mod Update Interface Stats Update Irkcert Update Lefile Update Lokem Update Lockroute Update Map Update MailGrab Update Mail stats update MDNS update Minecraft Update list update MKDB students update Finger update list update mod sites update mod users update mod link update miskel update NG update Please update backlist update post pick update post pick config update random update row update row row update test first update test fumud update set loop update set trip update set mail update set pin update set list update zip update smile ssl update summary update summary tel guard update survey update tally update tria pop update tel guard update tonics update tour update tron update ttrss update px0 update wirk update unknown users update users update validate update post stats update void minutes update post stats update backlist update mail update voice update yp update clury configura demo trusage users 2 mrtg user bifinger vm me bloque de PNS, cuota batch RPC, Urex, Bemail, Reset, Bec, Bec, Talibo. Motmo al modo Bob, Pipo, Ver, www.update, www.dipos, YP, W, Stats, Tip, y according to Someone en el iPhone Televisión. LOL, P.
Anami Paul, does not speak for me, Maxime, P.
In which just mess with YU. Belle, Veritim, Giskin, Aclean, Nuke, Neutron, Neus, Neurefold, Neu, Normal.
M. Blanchet should have bited here into using here debate time educating him. M. Asing was first to bring up PCs forest fires and Luton, and is not a Green Party member.
And my police just disconnected ICMs. I did vote for Justin.
U live in Papino?
No, I voted for an office minion sin de rebone.
I voted for an independent. Don't tell me the pandemic didn't factor into their voting, but it has damaged my well-being and I don't like some policies, so I voted for the health care professional.
JWH.
I wanted to vote in a good sadly nobody was on the ballot from this party, lol.
I haven't seen party rhinoceros on our ballot since 1988.
I think there will be a leadership review for the Green Party soon.
I wonder what's going to happen to Rino Tol, if the party is not stupid they are not going to challenge him.
We need electoral reform with multi-member writings and a party preference component, so you're not just stuck with the one candidate a party makes available in a writing.
I was surprised to learn Elisabeth May enthusiastically supported Anami Paul's bid for leadership. Maybe if Ileanit of the party executive suit after, and not before Ileanit had, I would be surprised by the Green Party executive suit a 33% cut in her representation is not a the summe.
O'Toole was probably the best antidote the Conservatives had against the People's Party.
Bob Youngman Ivy here tat for 20 years, it was even a campaign promise.
I wish the NDP had at some point in Canadian history formed a minority government. Very interesting to see the NDP was once super strong in Sasquatch, Manitoba.
I'm still campaigning for ER. Even without a liberal election promise for electoral reform, it sure made a lot of media.
Sasquatchewan Sasquatch.
Is everyone in COM today a Canadian?
NDP is marginal at this point, intime.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
No.
TCPC is now outside the suburbs in my area. Nullichtrail transit in any CPC electoral districts. Did the NDP get only one seat in QC? Yeah.
It mostly divided into bloc liberal, some conservatives, 1 NDP.
Hi, Kofu, I am Damfino et Tilda Adlu. CPC seemed insistent on turning into a regional party up SKMB. Vizem Rural BC.
There's that electoral reform thing again. Liberals and NDP got a significant number of votes in the prairies too, but no representation.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP. Now you can be the DJ with SDF Open Mic. Get on the mic, get on the mic, yo, 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 check it. Get on that mic, you are the DJ.
Bye.